This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for an historic second time were the talk of Washington over the weekend, although it looked far from certain whether enough Republicans would back the move with just days left in the president's term. President-elect Joe Biden takes the oath of office on January 20th, becoming the president of the United States. Democratic members of the House of Representatives will introduce articles of impeachment on Monday. The move comes after Trump stirred up his supporters on Wednesday, and they later stormed the Capitol. About five people died. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, a senior administration official said this weekend. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on January 20th. And Georgia's newly elected Democratic senator, the Reverend Raphael Warnock, takes the pulpit Sunday morning at Atlanta's famed Ebenezer Baptist Church, just as he has for the past 15 years. But this time he speaks as an incoming U.S. Congress member and the first Black U.S. senator from Georgia. This is the church where civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. Voters in Kazakhstan headed to the polls on Sunday, with the ruling party expected to score a big win and the country's only registered opposition boycotting the ballot. President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev had pledged gradual political reform in the authoritarian Central Asian nation since being eased into his post by Nursultan Nazarbayev, who called time on nearly three decades as head of state in early 2019. But the 80-year-old retains powerful positions, including the chairmanship of the ruling party, which is expected to win. This is VOA News. A massive electrical blackout plunged much of Pakistan into darkness this weekend. The power breakdown in the country of around 220 million people left all major cities, including the capital Islamabad and commercial hub Karachi, without electricity for hours. Pakistan's power minister said that the shutdown was caused by a technical fault in a power plant in southern Pakistan. A Hong Kong website that publishes material mainly related to anti-government protests in 2019 said its users' access had been blocked by the city's internet service providers, or ISPs. The website, HK Chronicles, said it began receiving reports from Hong Kong-based users saying they were no longer able to access the site as of late Wednesday. Editor Naomi Chan said in a statement, quote, "After discussing and investigating with our supporters, we found that some ISPs of Hong Kong have deliberately dropped any connection to our servers so that the user could not receive replies from our servers, resulting in an inability to access our content." The South China Morning Post, citing unnamed sources, said on Sunday that Hong Kong police had invoked the city's national security law for the first time to block HK Chronicles. The police force had started asking ISPs to halt access, citing Article 43 of the law, the newspaper reported. And Apple and Amazon have both suspended the social media network Parler from their respective app store and web hosting service, saying the social networking service, popular with many far-right wing users in the U.S., has not taken adequate measures to prevent the spread of posts inciting violence. The action by Apple and Amazon follows a similar move by Google on Friday. Parler is favored by many supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump, who was permanently suspended from Twitter on Friday. It is seen as a haven for people who have been expelled from Twitter. Parler chief executive John Motze has lashed out at Amazon, Google, and Apple, saying it was a coordinated effort, knowing Parler's options would be limited and it would inflict the most damage, right as Trump was banned from other social media platforms. In a post, he said, "There is the possibility of Parler being unavailable for weeks, but we plan to rebuild from scratch. This is an attack by tech giants to kill competition in the marketplace." For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.